Sorry, that sucks.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna...
yeah. May God forgive us. None of that part.
There's a lot of forgiving God in this.
It's a one-way street, actually. Yeah.
It's just all repentance and no redemption. Just one of the two R's.
Actually, God has nothing to live up to, actually. It's like, nobody's holding him accountable for
anything. Who are we to judge God, you know? Yeah, I agree. Let's go. Come on.
I'm going to jack it. You guys aren't done. By the time I come out, I'm going there and
all right.
Jack it again.
This is the voice of Jad Ali Slayman, the co-host of the podcast. All right, let's get started. Come on. Let's go. Go.
Wait,
go.
So is it like recording?
Yeah, or recording. It's good. It recorded all the weird stuff that Jad said, our co-host, Jad Ali Slayman. Yeah. Okay, come on. Come on.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's make it.
Scroll.
Lucky Jad. All right, stop. We get a mulligan on that one. Let's go.
Mulligan.
Yeah, come on.
All right.
Go.
Man can't sit in the darkness for the power of fire was known. Created the radio. Community radio. Community radio. Next verse. Once we all no greater burden to carry, no greater pain that I could know. So many secrets to bury. Community radio.
And what time is it air?
On Radio Free Brooklyn, the Apocalypse tells you stories from from the past, my friends.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. Cool. Good enough. All right, let's get right into it. We've been thinking about installing new plumbing, right?
Right.
Guys, oh, by the way, welcome to the podcast. Introduce.
Friday.
My name is Patrick.
Hey, I'm Mine Sarah. Oh my God! I thought we were doing a fast introduce.
Oh, you're right. My name is Patrick. I'm an investigative journalist. Boom.
I'm Sarah. I eat brains.
Former neuroscientist. Hey.
I'm
Joe.
Joanna.
Yep. And.
A true crime expert.
Holy shit! That's fucking amazing.
So cool.
And she's the consultant that's going to help save our podcast from itself. Jad Ali Slayman.
I'm JBR. I've betrayed you.
Oh my God! We do have JBR.
All right, guys. Well, we might as well get right with it.
Why are you such a fucking traitor?
Okay, well, listen. I don't think that we need to get... We're having debates, right?
Pipes.
So, introduce the debate.
No. Well, that's my question. I'm the moderator of this debate. And so...
ask the first question.
The first question is, like, pipes. Are we for them or are we against them?
Because we need to get new pipes.
Yeah, because we need to get new pipes.
Well, listen. Hi, I'm Pat. I'm the co-host of the podcast. From my perspective, I think that we already have a sufficient pipe system. You know, it brings us good New York water. Here at the podcast, we're in a new hipster building. I don't see why we would spend
any more
money.
I think we should get rid of the pipes we have. Sorry.
Please don't interrupt me. I think that we don't need to spend the money because one man at a time. We don't need to spend more money when we have a sufficient pipe system right now. Please, let's not do it. Okay?
And speaker number two, please introduce yourself and say your point of view.
Oh, I'm Pat's dad. Why do we have all these pipes to begin with? What are we putting in them? What? Squid? For our kids? When I grew up, we had zero pipes. Water was there or it wasn't. And a white man was president.
Wait, a white man is president. Just for the viewers at home.
Continue, please.
What do you want to pipe into my house? And don't tell me to pipe down. What do you want to pipe into my house with these fucking pipes? Globalism? Immigrants to fuck my wife?
What would happen if they fucked your wife? What would that turn you into?
You're going to make me say it?
This is a debate. You should bring all of your arguments to the table.
Look, I grew up here, in New York City, uncucked, and I want my kids to grow up uncucked. And if we put pipes in our houses and under our floors, who knows what's gonna come through? And who knows whose wives they're gonna fuck? I say we take out the pipes we have and spend that money...
On what, new pipes?
No, ponds and lakes.
Okay. Can I respond to that?
Please, go ahead. You have the floor. Speaker number one.
Ponds and lakes are stagnant water. We're fucked, man. Because we're hooked into the New York City water system, we already have a hookup with some, like, clean-ass water that comes from upstate, from natural sources.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to... I have to cut you off. Speaker number two, you have the floor. You have the floor.
Well, ponds aren't good enough for you? Anymore? Fucking, what? I was born in a pond, and my next child is gonna be born in a pond, and I will die in a pond. How am I gonna have... You can't start a family in a pipe, or on top of one. If there's pipes under my house, there's no talent. A country needs borders, and it doesn't need pipes. We might as well let pipes vote. Say we plug up all the pipes and half the women.
Interesting.
Well, I suppose according to the rules of debate, I have to give speaker number one some more time. But honestly, it's just like it's hard, you know. There's such a compelling... I can't say what it is exactly, but I just feel okay. Well, anyway,
I got to reply to that. Listen, I don't think that we should be plugging women or
kill
pipes.
Yourself.
I just think that we should. I just think that we have a sufficient pipe system, and that we should neither destroy it, as you suggest, or get a new one that somehow hooked into fucking stagnant fucking pond water.
You fucking cuck.
What a fucking cuck. That is...
I mean... Look, yes.
Tell me this,
yes, thank you,
you globalist cuck.
Yeah.
Soy boy. Where in the Bible or the Constitution is the word pipes? Find me one fucking mention. Where are founding fathers? Thomas Jefferson, you know. What a fucking pipe was. There were no...
There's no reference to the pipe in the Constitution. No,
shut the fuck up. I'm sorry. The floor yields to speaker number two.
Jesus never once said the word pipes. And neither did his dad, God. And neither did his son's son, George Washington.
Happy Easter.
It was a happy Easter, for there were no pipes. And look, I want to die in an America with no pipes.
Wait, which... I thought you were on the pro-pipe side. Where, didn't you run on a platform of pipe and pipe for miles? Defend yourself.
I don't know what it is, but it doesn't even matter at what he says. I still feel like he's winning the argument.
Defend yourself.
Have you heard these drums? Just listen. Listen to these drums that play when I speak and ask yourself, like, which one of... does it sound like immigrants have fucked my wife?
No,
yes or no?
No, I can't imagine that you would.
No, but this other guy, I mean.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Listen, just because I didn't train someone to hit mighty drums every time I talk doesn't mean that a parade of foreigners is coming behind banging my wife in front of me, you know?
But how do you know that's true?
Let's ask his wife.
Hello.
Yo, Pat's wife, you getting fucked by immigrants right now?
Yes. Yeah. Bonsoir, Francois. arrivederci.
My girlfriend's Italian.
Jesus Christ. There's no pipes. Look, when I was a kid, we didn't need no pipes. We didn't have them. We didn't have Twitter. We didn't have Instagram. We didn't have pipes. If we wanted water, we found it. Or we spit on something and pissed on it. And then there was water.
Listen, I think that if you look at our public school system, it's incredibly unfair. And on top of everything, our kids aren't getting good enough food. And then you're going to just piss in their mouth?
Next.
Water fountains are turning our kids gay because the water comes in on
yes.
pipes.
Oh, my God. That's exactly what I've been saying this whole time.
No, you guys are completely wrong. It's not true. The water fountains are not turning kids gay.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Look, all right. We all know George Soros invested heavily in pipes directly before this broadcast.
Huh. I never thought about it that way. Wow.
Wait, that's not true, Ben. Also, wouldn't anybody that owns property invest in pipes?
Are you
that's
fucking
not
kidding me?
This is not fair.
Are you still
like
here?
Are you still here?
All right, look. New York City. Do you want to live in the pocket of deep pipe? Do you want pipe coming into your house and into your body?
Sheeple?
Just pouring things onto you and into you.
Wake up, sheeple!
Through a pipe!
But are we not all made of pipe? We have thousands of miles.
Okay, I don't even need
capillaries.
Sorry,
inside of our bodies. God made us of pipe. Good people, are we not all pipe? I might not have drums, but I have proof. If I cut myself, do my pipes not bleed?
No response.
Like, there's no... All right. Maybe we have some pipes, and we can, you know, some pipes can stand.
Mostly butt pipes, okay? Like, what? Pipes full of shit?
Yeah.
That's exactly what your pipes are full of.
Actually, this is a good question. What do you want to put in these pipes?
Just food and the appropriate organs for boning.
Wait, what?
Actually, in the human pipes?
The whole
and blood.
The whole terms of this debate just rapidly shifted. The drums might actually be the best thing.
Look, we need pipes. If we don't have pipes, we might as well not vote. And we might as well cut off our dicks and plug our pussies with them.
That's what I've been saying this whole time.
If only we had pipes, these globalists, they would have no way to fuck our
More
wives.
More pipes, deeper pipes.
Absolutely
yes.
not. We would have no gay daughters.
Fucking gay daughters.
That doesn't even make any sense. Like, the pipes don't have any effect whether or not on the sexuality of children.
I will ask the speaker from Fuck America to stick to the topic.
To get fucked.
Yes, get fucked.
Look, the Second Amendment, it's like the third thing in the Constitution. You have a right to pipes and the right to put pipes onto your pipes and to keep pipes in your house to make sure that the government doesn't cuck you by cutting off your pipes. Either you come into my house and you take my pipes, or you put a pipe through my heart. That's the only way you're getting my fucking pipes.
And also, like, more pipes.
Double the pipes!
Right. I mean, I hear there's pipes that are just, like, made out of rotting carcasses.
You can make a pipe out of anything.
But unfortunately,
any hole can be a pipe.
But unfortunately, a pipe bomb can only be made out of a pipe.
Can I respond?
Yeah.
I feel like you guys are indulging in wild conspiracy theories, and it's unfair.
But no, these are backed up by the foundation of truth and fact. It is clearly known by, like, feeling in my veins right now.
If you take away my pipes, how am I supposed to defend my family against pipes? Only criminals and sea creatures will have pipes. If the government takes my pipes, what's to stop these cuck-ass fish?
No, that's not.
Wait,
that's
no,
not
I'm
fair.
Not
that's
convinced
not
anymore. What? What? Fuck, what
true.
Are you talking about? Cuck-ass fish? That makes no sense.
Look.
Do you want to make a rebuttal while you have the floor, speaker number one? You're totally missing your opportunity to shine here.
No, I just feel that it's unfair.
No table turn, nothing. Okay.
Look, I just know what my dad taught me about pipes. And that you... Look, there's no way the government's going to take my pipes and replace them with... With what? Trenches? Ponds? Creeks? Some other gay shit? I want pipes!
Wait, piping is probably... Well, okay. Yeah? No, I mean, I'm not sure what your argument is, but I'm very compelled by it at this moment. It's fantastic.
No, your argument's not fair. I think that you're putting unfair...
Blind agreement is, like, way better than consideration.
We don't need new pipes. We have nice pipes, and we have connections to good water. We don't want pond water, and we don't want any of this fucking weird shit that you're proposing.
Why am I... There we go.
We want at least triple the pipes, and we want them to be wider and sharper than the old pipes were. We want the pipes to pierce people's lives and end them.
This is actually kind of problematic because we really do have, like, a legitimate pipe problem in this country where we do need more pipes.
No, that's not fair.
Like, no, we actually, like, Flint, like, actually seriously badly
our pipes right
need...
here are great, though.
Yeah.
Please, listen.
Some of them are made out of wood, though.
Excuse me? Our pipes here make bagels.
We need pipes filled with more poison!
Berry pipes. Berry pipes.
We need pipes that can start fires to keep us on our toes.
That's true. That's what America's all about.
Can I reply? What you're proposing is crazy. Barely. That's not fair. You can't, like, burn citizens just to keep them aware of shit.
But that's America. Speaker number two, you have the floor.
Yeah, while it lasts. Until they take away the pipes. The only thing holding up this floor and every floor. And it all collapses.
Bravo. I would have to say that this is pretty, like, unusual in my entire experience moderating debates. Usually both sides come prepared with, like,
they come at the same time.
Well,
got him.
Yeah, that's a championship round, but yes they do. But yeah, no, this one was just, like, so overwhelmingly dominating from the one side. I rule in or against pipes. I'm not sure, but...
Tell my opponent to produce his wife.
Player number two, you win.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you have anything to say about your victory?
I knew from the start that pipes were wrong and that we should burn them and bury them. And step two is to cut off our dicks and burn them and bury them in steel boxes. where the government can't turn them into weapons. Wake up, New York.
Read a fucking book.
All right, great conclusion. Listen, this racist organization called Secure Democracy or Secure America released this video.
Welcome to the Islamic State of France. Under Sharia law, you can enjoy everything the Islamic State of France has to offer, as long as you follow the rules. Enjoy the fine art featured at the Louvre. The Mona Lisa finally looks how a woman should.
Oh, she has a burqa.
See the newly renovated Notre Dame de Paris. Stroll down
like an onion now,
the Champs-Élysées among all the shops and make your way to the Arc de Triomphe.
Oh, fuck, it's the French flag, but with the ISIS logo.
Now, I'm a square part for the brave jihadi fighters who gave their lives for our fearless leaders. Grab a bite to eat at one of our revamped restaurants, as long as it isn't during a fast. Lastly, we continue to teach our children the tenets of Sharia law and train the next generation of fighters to defend the caliphate.
Oh my god, the caliphate.
These hips don't lie, man.
Sounds kind of hot.
Come see.
Come see, comme ça.
Oh, Jesus, if immigrants come to France, then we'll be living under Sharia law. That sucks. So listen, but I do think that we can top that.
I just did 15 years in prison.
Nope. That show does look good, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Right, right.
All right, but anyways.
Do you guys think you get laid more in Sharia France or regular France?
Oh, yeah. Oh, France. When I remember back to Gay Paris.
Oh, all the homo shit?
Oh, yes. And we built a giant fucking tower of skulls of our enemies.
Mountains of skulls.
Oh, yes. Sharia France.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was great. I remember in Sharia France, I got laid twice as much in shitty secular France.
I mean, you remember Casablanca, the French resistance. I mean, the first resistance movement was jihad.
Yes.
That's true. Well, that's a good point. Well, right here in Sharia France, the wine has been replaced with scripture. And the dancing has been replaced by submission. Oh.
I was saying it for years. But I was like, oh, this is so much fun, all this dancing, but what if, Wait, it'd be better for submission.
That's a good point. Because all of the rap music that I listened to when I was a little boy, it was telling me to embrace Sharia and to be submissive to the state.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Listen, I know that some of you want to get to the 72 virgins, eh? 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 Hey, would you like to, have slaves, eh? Eh?
Yes!
Yeah!
Where do I get them?
Yeah, would you like to, adhere to a strict Islamic theology, huh?
Wait, but is this some kind of, like, thing where I subscribe and then it just renews, or are the slaves mine?
Oh, so renewal is automatic.
Slave of the Month Club?
Do you like slavery?
Yeah. I mean, as much as the next guy.
Do you like fucking children?
Well, I mean, the hot ones.
Of course.
Don't give me no ugly kids.
Do you fucking hate Shakira and all of the infidel scum that fucking pollute human ears with rock music?
You're crossing the line. I would die for Shakira.
All right, that's all right. Anyways, come to France. It's the country of Sharia. Hey! Fuck yeah! Allahu Akbar! Rock and roll! Keep hamming it up.
Yo, before Sharia, France was bullshit. Testimonial.
Yeah, like fucking what you like literally ate snails.
Yeah.
Well, you don't even sound French at all.
I'm talking about
She's talking in her real voice that the king forced her to forget before Sharia.
Right.
Oh, in Sharia France! Oh, God. Thank God Sharia has come to France, because all of us were complaining about how our fucking windows get broken all the time in France. And we were willing to embrace fascist principles because of this. Now under Sharia, there are no broken windows. There is no more vomiting in the streets. Oh.
I wanted more machine guns.
We are one of the largest exporters of arms in the world already.
France?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Sarah, when you joined Sharia France, How did your life change?
Tell us about how great it was.
I got a discount code. Like,
they rebuilt it, your vagina.
Oh, it was wonderful. I mean, it was just like a vaginoplasty on crack. I got like...
They built it in God's name.
The highest quality of genital mutilation in the world. Yeah. Like, just fantastic.
That's how God's pussy looks.
I love that you know that God has a mutilated pussy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just like hashtag woke. Read
We're pretty woke
book.
In Sharia, France, by the way.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Also, mandatory sex changes.
Yeah, no matter what.
No matter what.
If you've already changed, change it back. When you if you haven't changed, change it.
Just switch it up. Stir switch the up. Pot, you know? Stir the pot.
They have a half.
I remember in France being spat on and beaten. Will this continue in Sharia, France?
Wait, but so you, but not enough, right?
No, like, we just let you on fire a little bit.
Oh. Like you were never spat on, and beaten enough.
Don't knock it till you tried it.
Oh, France is so pleasant now since we've embraced Sharia.
Yeah, I mean, you
before
don't...
everybody was shaking their fucking asses everywhere to techno
so
music.
So everyone
and
used
rap.
To look down on the but French now... for their hairy armpits, but now that everyone's always wearing like all of the proper stuff. Just it's not an issue anymore.
These blood-curdling Allahu Akbar sure do remind me of my childhood in France, you know?
Back when men were men.
Yeah. And jihadis didn't have Twitter. You know, you have to be really committed to go... France.
It would be better if we never had sex again than ever had to deal with any
of this. But you know the best way to do that.
And also, they're going to take our port. I mean, of all the things that we French care about.
And the wine. I would feel like the wine would be the biggest thing.
No, it's important.
I feel like Americans care a lot about bacon, but the French care a lot about wine.
This makes me feel like we're just chilling in France at the student district in a cafe, hiding out from the female Sharia police. You know?
You ever notice what's up with female Sharia police?
What are they called? They have some fucking name. It's not the Hishba, it's some other shit. Yeah, but anyways, yeah, in France, they have the Sharia police that come and fucking lash you if you are wearing.
The lady Sharia police? It's a bit sexy.
Yeah, France really is brutal like that. Yeah, so, anyways, come to France. We will enslave your entire family and then fuck them, and then they'll produce children, and then because we'll have the mom bless the children so that we can then fuck those children and impregnate them.
If they have blonde hair, we'll collect it.
We'll produce children so quickly. It's going to be fucking awesome. I can't wait. Yeah, Sharia France.
We'll make
come.
It to a paint.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And it'll be like all the other Sharia places, only with croissants. Except that they won't be croissants anymore because that would be inappropriate. You know what I mean? What shape will they be now?
They'll still be crescent.
Dick shape?
But they'll be like a little bit.
But you can't eat them. You have to like. It's the ultimate. It's like a trick, you know? Yeah. All right, cool. It's been settled. Anyways, guys, enjoy Sharia France.
You know, I didn't learn any French.
This feels like an old MySpace page.
Jesus, France really does suck. Most of my memories from there are pretty negative.
When they made you pleasure that sheep.
Well, I was chased by a lot of animals in France.
Because they were so horny for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just like... I don't know what it is about like American boys and French livestock.
Yep.
But it's just
gets us so rock shiny rock hard.
It's like instead of Sandra Bullock movies, they have like fucking man sheep boy lover associations.
Kind of awful judge.
Did you have to kill a snake too?
Wow, do you guys want to hear something that's really almost as depressing as the cruel discipline of French Sharia law? That was fucked into us by the, by the swarm. Is that we're 29 minutes into the apocalypse.
Can you turn down this bullshit for a second?
Yeah. Turn off all right, the
well, I think that's a good one.
He complains about PTSD all the time.
Oh, fuck you.
Tom?
I complain about it. Yes, I do.
How wide his dick is? Do you guys remember when you first saw the swarm? You know? Coming over yeah, the...
You are the swarm, though.
Coming over the borders that don't exist because France isn't a real country.
Yeah.
When you first saw the swarm...
Oh.
Oh. What did you feel? Excitement? Were you like, maybe my husband is in that swarm? Maybe my wife. Maybe my son. Yet to be seated. You know what I'm talking about. The swarm.
No, I like...
There's a picture of some of my relatives that like explicitly proves that if it like wasn't for the swarm, there would be no French people at all. It's like a bunch of like dying old white people and like their mixed grandchildren.
Wait, what the fuck is this?
The swarm.
Oh, the swarm is how immigrants come to any country with whites.
Yeah.
By swarm.
Oh. Oh my god. So it's like so every like zombie
plane,
movie.
There's like plane, boat, yeah, but thank train, god. But thank but god. Thank god for the swarm.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Oh, the sweet swarm. Oh. You know how they call America the melting swarm?
Founded by swarmers.
America was founded
Let's swarm the beaches.
Fucking uptight fucking swarmers, too. Like, the most salty of the salty.
There are stories of, like, when the Italians first came here. They were, like, running every direction like crazy. As soon as you hit the beaches.
Arms akimbo. Drool a flailing in the wind. There's nothing like it.
Yeah, France really was, like, it is really a place for jihad, it's true. You know, and for Sharia law.
Because of all the old bones.
The resistance, man.
I feel like our commercial for Allahu Akbar France was a lot better than the racist one. You know?
That was, I feel like I funny. Lost the thread,
yeah,
but
they
that's
just kept
fine.
Saying Sharia over and over again. They were like, Sharia, Sharia. Whereas ours
Shakira.
Has gunfire and Allahu Akbars and actual content, you know? So if you're gonna...
It's gonna be hard to listen to. You have to turn down the Allahu Akbar.
Yeah.
Human
no.
voice.
Okay.
Oh, technical behind the scenes, the Paco cast. Oh.
So my point is that...
Oh, wait.
ISIS
this is actually
will...
a really good point for later on about a behind the scenes with the evolution of the... Yeah.
Okay.
We're all new.
The point is that ISIS will probably kill us before they kill the Secure America asswipes. Anyways, fun. So, welcome to the Apocalypse cast.
My name is Pat Hilsman. I'm an investigative who cucked my wife. I'm just trying to figure out who's fucking her. And why. And from what country. I'm Pat Hilsman, and I want to know. Have you fucked my wife?
Hey. This is America. You can do whatever you want.
Look at this globalist.
What the hell is this shit?
Is it... copyrighted because that would be it.
Yeah, it's copyrighted, but yes. That's okay. We didn't play too much of it for.
Yeah, you have like more than 10 seconds.
Mm, yeah, but it's like an ad.
We should play something that's like not copyrighted. Like,
oh, us. Do we have any? No, but we have a guest.
No, but we. But
hasn't
we
been allowed to talk at all.
Let's ask her questions. Ask her questions.
I totally. I saw.
Okay, hang on.
That.
Ask her question.
First, I have to put on Swan Lake. So.
Oh, readers at home, Pat is withdrawing a rusty knife from a drawer. And he's producing his dong. And at the same time, he has unbroken eye contact with Sarah, of all people. No reason
it's
why.
It's every goddamn time.
The blade is brought to his... This is terrible. Disappointing dong.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He's
like clear-cutting a forest, but...
He's...
There's only one tree.
He's put the knife below his dick as if someone's going to stop him. But no one will. As always... He begins, back, then forth, then back again. And before long, the dick is removed. It's loose. And the blood.
Wow, he just tried, like, the biggest act of cuckery in the entire world.
And the pus. Where did it come from? Pat holds his member, separated and foul. And
he's trying to piss out of his dismembered fucking member.
It's sad. It's
like he is dismembered and he's trying to piss out of his member right now. It's fucking sad.
It's sad on a human level. But he takes the dick and he moves
also
it.
An inhuman level. Like, is that really human?
To piss out of a dick that's been removed. But he takes it and he opens a drawer. And from that drawer, the terrible scent of dick's long cut and discarded emerges. It is foul.
Those shriveled little shards.
They smelled really bad for a while, and then they smelled less when they dried up.
It's almost like a red pepper flake.
It's exactly like a red pepper flake. His eye contact with Sarah, unbroken. Tears streaming out of both eyes.
Through the ball gag, that's why he's been so silent this entire time.
He places his severed dick, drained in white. Almost pure, like a child's dick.
Beige.
So
like a
beige.
Pathetic beige.
The size and disposition of a child's dick, he puts it into a drawer with others much like it.
No Ziploc bag or anything. Like, at least get some wax paper in there.
Oh, the drawer is closed with an unsatisfactory thud, as if he's putting away thumbtacks.
And, you know, that is how you get ants. Or at least cockroaches. Maybe like, rabid, carnivorous mice.
And
rats, for sure.
Oh, the dicks. Oh, they're all in the drawer. Jesus
so
Christ.
So many dicks in the drawer. So many rats. So many rodents.
Absolutely not. And then... Oh, and then Pat silently closes the drawer, and a single tear emerges, as if he's won a game, but all he's done is lost, time and time again.
Like, oh, so many dicks. So many dicks down the drain.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, no.
My dick hurts so much.
But now that you've cleared it, we can make way for showing our listeners.
It's as though there's no turning back from how much.
Is there more beer?
Never. There's no such thing as beer in the apocalypse.
What's beer?
There's only Jesus and vengeance.
Dad, you have to open it with your teeth.
Cucked. Cucked again. This is like that time immigrants fucked my wife. How did we open this before?
Guys.
I think that's to you. Our listeners will note that we are all nude and praying furiously right now.
Dear reader. I don't think I've ever been so hard. But at such a strange angle.
Oh, it's the angle is everything.
That's such a weird thing to say to somebody reading, because like they're reading it at any time, you know?
No, but they read the math.
Yeah, they know about a little thing called math and another little thing here at the podcast that we give a fuck about.
Use your theorems, you cuck.
Called science, and theorems. Mm. And Jesus.
We weren't even sure Pat was real. Until theorems proved his presence.
Yep. That's how much it took.
You can't measure his cock, unlike Tom Tenney.
Oh, Tom Tenney's cock is...
Well, it's in the theoretical realm.
Like, every measuring device on Earth has to, like, put in a factor to account for Tom Tenney's cock.
Yes. So, Joanna.
Oh, yeah?
We have a question about the theoretical realm.
Oh, my.
She's been here this whole time.
This whole time. She's been listening. She's been observing the Apocalypse. She's been finding our weaknesses, probing us, if you will.
God forgive us. The podcast has just begun.
How can we get rich and famous? Now, go, quickly.
How can we get rich and famous?
Yeah. How can we improve the podcast, the experience for the listeners? Go, now.
How can find love? So is it possible?
My parents have recently invested in a get-quick-rich scheme, which I feel like is
Jesus, of all people, she should know to lean into the mic.
Which is necessary when you're in your 60s and have nothing else to do.
They have to get rich quick!
They
and
have
now,
to get quick rich.
So fast, like lightning. And they've decided that they want to buy trailer parks. And that is.
I like it.
Their
sexy.
5-year plan.
Do they have any kind of interest in a payday loan operation?
We here at the Apocalypse are big proponents of the payday loan operation.
Well,
but
I
in
mean,
lieu
it's
of,
just
in
so
lieu
super...
of pay fluids.
Oh, I am pay, the architect.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like you get a better return on the paycheck, but yes, yes. Overall, it's a good market.
Okay, so what else?
No, we need to go back to company stores. I think that's the direction we need to head in as a country.
But as a podcast,
stores?
also?
Oh, as a podcast? Absolutely.
Yeah, wait, you mean like the...
So we need people living on our property.
The Pullman, what you're saying. We need like to buy trailer parks.
See, I want to buy a trailer park on Staten Island and make it like a little sick Apococast colony, but only with people that have been tested to know that they would both kill and die for us.
Yeah, you know and you mean? Can marry anyone there. You can take any bride.
There's no fucking anybody. None of society's rules about marrying, like, quote-unquote underage girls and quote-unquote
you
multiple.
Could, you can, you know look, I mean? Listen, please. If it's your trailer park, you can marry an underage dog. It's fine.
Yeah, we don't care. Yeah.
And that dog is too young to get married.
Almost all dogs are underage.
Take it back, Sarah. you know how many people you've insulted right now?
Oh, God, that was the joke of the night. There are no laws in the trailer park. Okay, sorry, go on.
You can marry a dog as young as you want.
5-year-olds just running around marrying dogs at whim and shitting on the ground.
Wait, what 5-year-old like would not marry a dog? I'm sorry, but have you ever been 5? Like, that you would totally not. Marry a dog. No, you
I'm
would
French.
Totally marry
my
a dog.
My mother's an immigrant, so my childhood was like...
Pat had an arranged marriage with a sheep when you were 13.
My childhood was great. But my mom made sure to tell me that, like, hope was, like, this American trickery, you know?
Or, like, she was like, Pat, you can only fuck certain animals, and a dog is not one of them.
She told me about when she was a child in France, and she was, like, really poor, and they took her to go to the fucking movies, and she saw Mary Poppins with, like, subtitles. And you know that scene where Mary Poppins, like, waves her fucking umbrella?
And opens up an old woman?
And the smoke turns into stairs, right? And she walks up the stairs. My mom was like, she's saying as a child, she's like, can't turn smoke into stairs. She's like, what the fuck is this horse shit?
No, that was...
She's like, what is this stupid trickery? What is this
whimsy? No, that's an important thing for parents to tell you, though. They do need to tell you that.
What is this whimsy?
I had the same thing. Wait, is this not a thing that parents do?
What? Yeah, no, what you have to know about, like, Pat's mom is, like, what happened to her.
After what happened to both my parents.
Before Pat was born. And after for a couple years.
Yeah.
Nothing fast.
Both of my parents were turd burglars. And turd burglars took a big hit in the 80s.
Oh, it's hard for him to talk about.
Yeah, I know.
First of all, the turds dried up. They were very dry and hard to collect. Yeah,
and one day, while my dad was burgling an especially cumbersome turd, he was terribly gravely injured.
By a further turd that came out of nowhere.
And then...
Is it turtleweed?
Yes.
A third turd? A third.
And then he disappeared. And they told me so that I wouldn't be ashamed. What did they tell me, Jed?
Oh, that he died for God's glory.
No, that's not what they said.
Yeah.
There's something about primates.
Oh, they're like...
Chimpanzees
so, wait,
or gorillas?
Can I be a young Pat for a second?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Was my dad killed by a fresh turd? And then, like, the French... at this point, France was occupied by Britain.
Yeah. Yeah, it's brutal. Agincourt and all that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the French won. No, the English won that. Yeah. Agincourt. And they had an American guy there working for the British from New Jersey. He was like, yo, your dad got fucked to death by a gorilla.
He's like, I'm sorry. It's a tough thing for a kid to handle.
And it's even stranger because... Everyone knows a gorilla has a really small dick, and in order to kill your father...
There had to have been dozens of them. All
angles.
All just laying it on your dad at the same time. It's the only way it could have produced enough force to be lethal.
Listen, not for nothing, kid, but on some level, your dad must have loved it.
Oh, jeez. That's terrible. Oh, no, hang on. You're me. Reply.
No, I'm the fucking guy. Not for nothing, kid, but...
Oh, this is so unfortunate. My father was raped by gorillas to death.
Yeah, but you're forgetting the part where, like, he was, you know, not for nothing. But he may have been into it.
Oh, and at least I can look on the bright side that he might have enjoyed it on some level. But still, this is relatively depressing news on the grand spectrum of things. Oh.
Good team.
C'est la vie. Okay, Joanna. How can we get better guests that won't fuck us over?
How can we get better guests?
Yeah.
How can we get taller guests?
And why don't people like us? Go now.
Oh my.
What don't you like about
these
him?
These are very complex problems.
What don't you like about him? Look at his face.
Give me a simple solution to them
look
now.
Look at his face. What don't you like about this?
Hey, what don't you like about my face?
Is it its shape? Is it the volume?
What don't you like about... Wait, hang on. We're getting sidetracked.
Wait,
please tell us now. No, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Like.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1. What don't you like about Pat's face?
No.
Look
guys,
at it.
Guys,
look
guys,
at it.
Guys, we've gone too far.
It's all about gaps.
We need to apologize. Joanna, we apologize.
Don't apologize. It's a trap. This is tales all this time.
I accept the apology.
Okay. Now you have to answer the question.
Okay, what was the question?
I don't remember, so I was hoping...
Apologize!
It was all negative. It was super negative. Like, tell us what's wrong. Why don't people like us? What's
oh, why
wrong
don't people
face?
Like us?
Blah, blah, blah.
Go.
Why don't but, people like yeah. us? Because they don't even like themselves.
Got him.
Damn.
Wake up, New York. Wake up, New York.
Jesus Christ.
You fucking
You're
cucks.
Worth every penny.
That's
0%
pretty,
of our Patreon.
Yeah.
We're not the immigrants that fucked your wife, New York.
Our wake consultant up. Has scored a goal on her first time on the ice. Oh, if you only had the keyboard, you could play the home run music about Tom Penny. No, it's actually more like... It's more like...
Dun, 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 dun.
All right.
Bigger than I thought it would be. Look, it's take a word for New York, you cuck.
Let's not get sidetracked. Anyways, okay, next question.
How thick is it?
That was a great answer because they don't like themselves. It's true. Why do we have so many listeners in Japan, Joanna? Specifically in one industrial unit of this one like hellscape of like modernity.
But how long is the unit? How long is it?
It's like the Clockwork Orange part of Japan. Is obsessed with the podcast. Go now.
Sorry, I'm just thinking about Clockwork Orange.
Is it because of our skis?
There's just milk as far as the eye can see in this room.
Uh-huh.
There's so much milk, actually. Yeah.
I was not. I was unsure.
We're
that it
nude,
came
waist deep in milk.
Milk. Yeah, it's true. We here at the podcast record in a lukewarm bath full of milk.
You have and to cycle it
and goat's milk. Okay, just so you don't think that we're fucking weird. All right. Yeah.
No, most
yeah,
of these people.
We're
know.
Friendly to. It's no. not vegan, but it's like lactose.
No, but we don't kill the goats.
Probiotics.
Listen, the goat's very happy.
It's from women of color for the most part.
What, the goat's milk?
No, our
milk.
Because
oh,
you know
we buy it from goat
we
herds
don't,
in
what?
Third world
no,
countries.
No, I don't feel comfortable speaking at all about anything with women of color.
There's no way I would come into the studio if it was filled with white woman's milk.
Fair enough.
But we were just
talking
about...
You know,
it's
true. Never trust the white milkman.
But that's okay. That's... Yeah.
Because how many times have they betrayed their masters throughout history?
White milkmen?
Goats?
Goats.
Those goats get you every time.
Are we talking about people or animals? Anyways,
yeah,
next question.
Yeah, that's the part that's problematic.
Next question. Okay. Which kind of animals...
Which animal goes to hell?
Oh my god.
Lizards?
Like almost all of them. Like 90% of them.
No.
Not all. Of them.
What are you talking about?
Which animal goes to hell?
Snakes,
let her
I mean,
answer.
Snakes
let her answer.
Are
Shut
pretty
up.
Much.
Okay.
Hell is just a park full of really aggressive squirrels.
Not backward back to the park now.
Ooh.
Hell squirrel.
It's because of all their sandwich. They stare at you with their beady little eyes.
They're so paranoid too.
They're mainly
their
homosexual.
Tail, their tail is a flame.
Sorry.
Their big old bushy tails are flames. It's so cute,
not
yet horrifying
usually.
And dangerous and painful. Yes, hell
I don't
squirrels,
know, Sarah.
Hell
have
squirrels.
You ever, stroked a, have you ever stroked a squirrel's tail?
A hell squirrel? Their tails are absolutely flames. What else would it be? Anyway, sorry, Joanna, continue. Which animals do we need to exterminate because we know they're going to fuck us because of all the terrible things we've done to us? Go, now.
Dolphins. We don't even consider
right.
them people.
But they're definitely
people. They're going to build guns in like 2 years.
Yeah, if they had prehensile thumbs, they would... if they had opposable thumbs, we would be fucked.
I mean, we don't know what's going on at the bottom of the ocean. They might have nuclear facilities
Jesus.
All over the...
Oh, the facilities!
Oh, God. The
but
fact
no
that the
thumbs.
Facilities makes it even worse.
Yo, they probably have harpoons that can reach the West Coast today.
Jesus Christ. And those little parades, I was suspicious when they started having parades.
What if it's just like dolphin Twitter?
Dolphin Twitter.
Like
they're going to go the Russian angle?
Yeah.
Like they're going to have dolphin bots?
Yeah. Follow-up question. How can you tell the difference between dolphin Twitter and just Nazi bullshit? In the, like, how much the dolphins hate Jews?
I would have gone with more Scientologists for the dolphins, actually. But
what do you know that we don't?
Well, that's what Scientologists know that we don't.
Is Did I just break my NDA? Yeah. No.
Oh, shit. They're preparing to strike a deal with the sickest beings on the earth.
Against us? Against the Scientologists are going to fucking... They're going to side with these goddamn...
No, so there's an alliance between the Scientologists and the Jehovah's to, like, be the chosenest chosen.
And the Jehovah's?
The Jehovah's. The witnesses of the Jehovah's, not okay, the good. Fucking perpetrators.
That's the name of the episode, by the way.
Jehovah's Perps.
No, the witnesses of the Jehovah's.
They're getting like a little Scientology branch in the suburbs.
Yeah, start yo, like a little mom and pop Scientology. A little mom and pop Scientology.
We're a bunch of like liberal cucks living in New York City.
Uh-huh.
What if your son or daughter was like, I'm going to marry a dolphin?
Oh, I'd be against it. No, absolutely
You'd
not.
You'd be against it?
No, chitaras. Or chitaras.
You wouldn't get that. That's the wrong genes.
Chitara?
Yeah.
If your son or daughter was like, Sarah, my mother, who I've lived long enough to be a teenager, I'm gonna fuck this dolphin and I'm gonna marry it.
All I have are plants, cats, and PTSD. I don't know. Like, it's not even... I can't answer that question.
All right, JoJo.
If my cat wanted to marry a dolphin...
Your son or daughter wants to marry a fucking dolphin? You know what they're going to do to us?
I'll take it back. If my cat wanted to marry a dolphin, I would be concerned that my cat thought the dolphin was just a big fish and was succumbing to its lower impulses.
To eat that shit, right?
Yeah,
that
yeah. Puss. You know, like, are you really in love with this dolphin? I totally see the dolphin as, like, a respectable creature. I just don't know necessarily if my cat...
Can I be your cat for a second?
Yeah. But like, is it real? Is it for real?
That's a
like,
really good impression. I know
cat. You. I know you feel this right now, but like,
Sarah, do you respect my love? You cuck.
Like, I'm just asking. Like, in 5 years, first of all, are you even gonna be alive? But also, like, are you still gonna be in love with this dolphin?
No. Through Christ, I have everlasting life. You cuck.
Wait, does that mean I get a zombie cat just because I was on the Apocalypse? It's amazing.
Yes, it does.
That's so good.
Jesus, Chad, you're so fucking loud. It's unbelievable. It's hurting my eardrums. You fuck. Oh, I'm turning your headphones
up. I'm your cat. And I've lived with you for an X number of cat years.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fuck this dolphin. And if you don't like it, it's gonna be some Romeo
and
Juliet.
No, if you just
want to
fuck the dolphin, that's fine. I'm just worried, like, if you get married.
I hope he gets me pregnant.
You better have a solid prenup.
You better get an aquarium, woman.
You have a good setup, kitty, okay?
It's going to be a water birth for sure. It's not going to be one of them optional fucking doohickeys.
So, I mean, I followed Bob Barker. My cat is...
I want to give birth in Whole Foods.
Unless she's like a lesbian cat and there's a surrogate dolphin. I don't know.
Surrogate dolphin.
Yeah.
It's a good band name.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe they have like a goat.
Like a sexier one.
Anyways, guys.
A goddamn white goat, all right?
Okay, can we please move on? Can we ask some more questions of our guests? Come on, we've only got 7 minutes.
Her.
Okay.
Ask her about God. And why did he do it? Ask
please, can you absolve me of all the things that I've done that are wrong? Please.
I will give it my best shot.
Okay, do it now.
You just gotta stare deeply into those eyes and think really hard about all your past sins.
Oh, God, my past sins.
Look into the eyes, you cock. Look!
Whose eyes?
Hers.
I don't know. There's
Jesus?
Okay.
Look into Jesus'
Joe, I'm looking into your eyes. Now speak
it
into the mic and absolve me.
It is a bottomless depth of sin.
Oh, the sin.
Don't. Oh, you looked away.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry for all the sins. Quickly. Absolve me.
I absolve you.
Oh,
that was very convincing,
wow,
actually.
That feels good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. It's a good thing that I buried those children that I murdered because I was afraid that I wasn't going to be absolved. But now that I am, thank you, Joanne. I appreciate it. Anyways, Sarah, do you have anything to say?
Fucks and cucks. Yeah. No. Nothing. Nada.
Nada.
So you admit to the charges as laid out.
Yeah.
By making animals fuck animals they weren't attracted to. Birds. Fucking dogs. Fucking turtles.
Jesus.
I mean, it's just like, if you're going to lay out the challenge, it's more about just getting it
done.
You're
like, oh, how can I get this turtle to have a boner?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're a real artist, you know?
Right.
And like, this turtle wasn't hard at all right before.
It's like, there's a lot of theory, but then you just get to like the problem. Creativity through constraints, man.
Brutal, yeah. Did we want to do a song to play it out?
We do want to do like the... So this is like the evolution of a song. Our faithful Apocalypse listeners, you all better be faithful.
Yeah, do we want to replay it?
Well, no.
It's the perfect amount of time.
Well, no, it's like, no. We'll play the song that they listened to last week or the week before.
JBR,
oh my God, you are shouting.
Yeah, you're shouting like a fucking animal because you're not wearing the headphones.
JBR.
We don't have time. Let's play it.
If you're still alive, get as close to the floor as you can.
With your
and
tips.
Apologize.
Nips on the ground.
Nips on the ground.
Cock. Ready?
Sounds happen.
Oh, cool. We have a whole other minute that we can talk it out with. Nice.
That's.
Oh, wake up, New York. You know de Blasio's going to fuck your daughter.
Wait, anyways. Yeah, as we were.
Read a fucking book.
Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Which, all right, de Blasio's going to fuck your youngest daughter. Wake up. Buy stock in de Blasio. He's going to fuck your daughter.
Also your oldest daughter if you have one daughter.
Did you hear that, Apocalypse? Say that again.
You know, buy stock in de Blasio before he fucks your daughter. It's gonna go.
Yeah, that's one thing at the market. Yeah. It's de Blasio's really into your daughter. So you should buy stock.
Wait, did we happen to save Radio Free Brooklyn actually earlier?
By doing what? Oh, yes.
By saving the coal production workflow.
Listeners should know. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, if you like what you hear, or if you hate it, or if you want to kill yourself, you should go to patreon.org and donate to Radio Free Brooklyn, because that is how we keep this community radio.
That's how we have blood. And blood
going.
Oils progress.
Send
and
us
Radio
your
Radio Free Brooklyn
blood.
Is progress.
Send us your dead fetus stem cells. Yeah, send us your old hair. Just send
we're gonna
us
we're going to make this
repel!